Environmental hearings are often the subject of news reports, but you don't normally hear them set to music. WXXI's Mona Segetolaslami has more.
Composer Margaret Brower lives in Ohio near Lake Erie. She loves the natural beauty of the Great Lakes, and she's worried about them.
You know, the Great Lakes are actually the largest body of fresh water in the world. And we take it so for granted. People don't realize what a wonderful natural treasure we have.
She's concerned about farm runoff that feeds toxic algae blooms, people dumping trash, and the dirt that's being dredged from the Cuyahoga River being dumped in the lake. So Brower has composed her love for Lake Erie and her concerns for its future into a musical work, an oratorio called The Voice of the Lake.
One of my things that I'm really into as a composer are sounds. And so I think a lot about sounds before every piece that I write and the sounds that I want to create. And so I was thinking a lot about the sounds of the lake, the sounds of the children splashing in the water. I really believe that music should be two equal parts. One would appeal to the intelligence, you know, to your brain, but the other half would appeal to your soul and your heart and would be and your emotions. So I'm very much all the music is pretty emotional, actually.
In addition to depicting the ways that people interact with the water, Brower includes scenes showing innovative ways people have tried to control and stop the algae, and a portrayal of a public hearing about lake dumping.
I don't see why you're so upset. The lake bottom is already toxic, so what's a little more peace?
I mean, this is a lot of it's beautiful, wonderful, happy music from the first part, but then there's angry music. There's very sad music, too. The soprano kind of plays the role of the person who loves the lake and sings about it in the first part, and then she is very upset and angry in the second part. But then in some of the other parts, her arias are very, very sad. She doesn't understand, you know, she doesn't know what to do about it. She's trying to figure it out. I don't really give an answer in this piece other than showing the people who are doing something. The children ask people to help. They're asking for everyone to work together to help the lake. And that's how it ends, actually. Right now, I just decided to leave it up in the air with what's going to happen, who's going to get involved and help.
Voice of the Lake has been performed at an international symposium for the North American Lake Management Society in Cincinnati, and at the Conservancy for Cuyahoga Valley National Park, as well as in more traditional concert settings. Brower's also said she might someday turn it into an opera with a story set in and around the lake. Mona Segetolaslami, WXXI News.